They have to know if he's circumcised or not. Is Sonic circumcised?
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party, as if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children, episode number... Fuck, I didn't look it up. God damn it. I had this whole bit.
No, about it's how too late. It's episode number fuck now.
It's episode... Welcome to... Okay, welcome to episode number fuck. Title is blank. Here are some cool music and sound effects. There we go. My name is Owen Piper. Here is my current street address and telephone number. And the purpose or tagline of this podcast is we're going to do a thing. And the show is going to be about your memories from childhood.
You have a tagline that you say often.
Do I?
Yes, it's a premiere podcast in which we ruin your childhood in profane ways.
It's my sin.
This is my podcast now. Go fuck yourself.
Well, but it basically is. Do you want to introduce yourself really quick for anyone listening who doesn't know who you are somewhere?
My name is Ismay Hutton. I am at the beginning and end of this podcast and now in the middle of it. It's mine now.
Ooh, spooky. She's slowly taking over. So, listeners, what just happened there was... what happened there was is I went to Google for podcast intro ideas and it gave up like really cool sort of list.
Yeah.
So say like the name, the episode number, the title, and add cool music and sound effects and some other stuff. Clearly did not go very well.
Oh, if
there's
some
fun YouTube videos on how to do it.
If you need the Seinfeld theme to put in the cool music and sound effects, I've just got that ready to go because I put it in my podcast all the time.
Thank you. Please send that to me. I might put in the fun Seinfeld like, thing, or is that Home Improvement?
Seinfeld,
that's Home Improvement.
Yeah.
That's Home Improvement. The guy from Tool Time, and he's like,
"The funny Buzz Lightyear man." Yeah,
the funny Buzz Lightyear man goes, or maybe I'll put in the funny donut man, the funny mean yellow man going, damn it, boy,
come
here, boy, I'm going to strangle you now.
I'm going to violence on you.
I'm going to violence you, son. You prankster. How dare you shoot Mr. Burns?
How dare you cold clock Mr. Burns in the face? Fuck you.
So Jay's not here this week because he's a busy boy. He's doing all sorts of university shit and he's just not around. And we wish him luck and farewell. Not farewell. That implies he's leaving. he's dead to me. No.
He's dead to us all. It's fine.
He's still
long
very
live
much...
Ismay.
Long live the reign.
Yeah, the king is dead. Long live the king.
Yeah, Jay's doing uni stuff, so Ismay's here to help me out this week. Ismay, how you doing?
I am constantly in inner turmoil, but okay.
that's about as good as we can possibly get. I'm doing very bad because Twitter changed its design.
I'm
very sad about this. I don't like change.
No.
As a
no,
rule,
no, no. Change is very bad.
I'm against change, except change from the vending machine. Haha, what a classic joke.
Sorry, wait. Edit this in afterwards, sorry.
I'll make sure to, I'll do a fun cut or something. Or I probably just won't, because I'm lazy.
I probably just won't.
So yeah, no, I'm doing good. We're going to do our show then.
Hi.
I need to get the suggestions list open. But in case you don't know what we do here... Oh, in fact, no, Ismay, I have a thing we have to do first.
We have a thing we have to do first?
Because Jay has a special responsibility as Dirty Money Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing as he's not here, I'm gonna need you to quickly like pull up the financial records.
Okay.
Get that up on the main screen. Main screen on. Financial record.
What's my title in this capacity? Because I don't feel comfortable with Dirty Money Boy.
You don't feel comfortable with Dirty Money Boy. That's tough, I'm afraid.
Can I very special request sexy gold tit daddy?
sexy gold tit daddy.
Yeah. It's got golden titties. I'm your daddy. I don't
know
what to say.
So sitting there, gold on my titties.
They're gold on my titties. Okay. How do you spell money?
You think I know? We don't make money at this company.
Okay.
It's like mommy, but with less M and more E N.
Mommy money.
Mommy money. Wait, no, don't Google that. That one.
Googled. Mommy remix of Money. Ooh, by Cardi B.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Ooh, Urban Dictionary, Mummy Money. Money that is given to people strictly
fact.
From their parents and or mom.
Listeners. When I typed in, when I fucking typed in money, I spelled it Munny, like in Kingdom Hearts, because I'm trash.
Oh, no. So, sexy dear. Gold tip.
Sexy gold tit daddy. It was sexy gold tit daddy. So that's sexy gold tit daddy. You sitting there, gold on your titties. How did Ben 10, the after years, perform? In it, we help Ben 10 get the damn Chaos Emeralds and recover his memories.
Okay, so people were, first off, confused. They didn't know Ben 10 in this new capacity. Then they saw that there was
Sonic
involved. And they were like, no, we're not going to do that. Then they saw the trailer for the Sonic movie, and they're like,
maybe
Ben 10
is
vastly superior. And so, honestly, it did really fucking well.
That's good.
People started, like, viewing our thing, you know?
In our version, was the design of Sonic a monster? A very spooky, bad monster?
I mean, it was, but, like, that was, like, you know, intentional because it was, like, you know, Ben 10, he summons monsters and did some crime-fighting thing.
I haven't seen the show. Jay had, and he assured me that that's the kind of thing he got up to.
But. Yeah. There was, like, the full penetration scene that was very tasteful. Like,
there was a very
excessively tasteful.
A very tasteful sort of, like, 30-minute sex scene was very...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Very important to me.
Gentle. Like, mind that bit in the room when it's just Tommy Wiseau just like
fucking that girl's belly button.
Fucking a lady.
Just fucking slam a jam in that lady's belly button like there's no tomorrow. You think I haven't watched that scene 400 times?
Oh, yeah. That is like my nightly go-to for my porn usage. Like,
that's not what I meant. I meant as a fan of cinema, Ismay.
Oh.
Okay.
Poor K. Nolo's dose.
Tommy Wiseau released the room on YouTube for us, and I've never saved a video so fast in my entire goddamn life because I was scared he was going to take it down again because he's he's a space alien from the planet Venus.
Yeah, I don't know. He is a baffle. If you've never seen, was it Advice or some shit? It's like Wisdom from Tommy Wiseau or some shit. It's all on YouTube. And it's him doing an interview on many different topics. And I can't fathom how his brain works because the topic is love. And he's like, oh, you know when you're in love. Like, sometimes there's, you know, women out there. And I saw a woman one time. And that
was nice. Here's
one
I've got with your Tommy Wiseau impression. It sounds like you've got an accent from a country that exists. Whereas Tommy Wiseau does not have that.
They're the most... Oh, I have to go and say that. They're so fucking baffling.
We don't deserve this, man.
No, he's a true saint, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he exists.
I mean, again, he's a spooky space alien from the planet Mars.
I love
but
him.
But he makes great movies. I'll give him that.
He would be my one celebrity to go to, like, lunch with, just to have, a lunch date. I don't
just
know
what
we talk about.
No,
I don't think he knows.
That's the beauty of it, because neither does he. I can't wait.
I don't know if he knows how words do, but eh?
I want to see what's going on inside that man's brain.
Like, in a physical way. I want to get in there.
We don't know when he was born, either. Like, he doesn't tell anyone his birthday. He, like, because he insists he's, like, 22, but he's clearly fucking not. He's, like, he's clearly born in the mid to late 50s.
I like the idea that Tommy Wiseau was, like, 2 years below me in uni.
Yeah. I'm 22 years old. I'm Nelt from...
Look.
I can't do a Tommy Wiseau accent because I keep making a fucking...
Like an actual voice. Accent that exists. Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting somewhat off topic, but that's Tommy Wiseau. He's very good.
Yeah, it's Tommy Wiseau. He does that to us.
So Tommy Wiseau voices Sonic in the new film, for sure. I know this is kind of tangentially related to what we do here. Can we talk about the Sonic trailer for a second?
Yes, we can.
Here's the thing. I don't like the way it moves.
No. The thing that made me the most upset was there was a thing where he like pushes a button or some shit. It's such a small action, but his hand does like what people hands do, but a little bit spongier. For some reason, me seeing his long human-like fingers with a animal-like sponginess gave me a visceral fear that made me crawl back inside the uterus. My mother was surprised. But she understood.
The problem I had with the Sonic trailer was when he was stretching right at the start. It made me deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's got human teeth. He looks like a baby. He's just been gone through some shit.
He's so like straight up and down. There's no, like, I didn't ever look at Sonic the Hedgehog and be like, wow, that's a curvy boy. But this design has made me appreciate that Sonic got that swerve on.
Sonic got that swerve. Here's another problem I've got is there's a few frames in the movie where they get it right. And this design looks good. Maybe not good, but okay. I'm going to send you the image now.
Okay.
Here, I'm putting it in the chat.
Yeah.
This couple of frames looks good enough that I'm like, okay, I can see this. But then he begins to move, and I see his whole body, and I'm like, I don't like that.
Okay. When you do see a very, very close-up thing of his face and don't see his nightmare body or the anything else about him, then it kind of okay.
You'll be glad to know they're doing a redesign. The director's gone on Twitter to say, we're doing a redesign.
And I saw that.
Fucking God.
Yeah.
I've never been happier in my fucking life.
There were so many like people doing like, ooh, it's a conspiracy theory. Like they were always going to make the design better.
But that, no, shut up.
That's I know, right?
Like there's no way that is possible. Like the trailer was cut professionally. The amount of time spent making that model.
Oh yeah,
Only for it to be like, we're changing it. Does it?
Everyone hates it so much.
Also, why the fuck does Sonic have Doctor Strange powers now? Like, the Paramount executives were like, oh, how can we make Sonic's rings relevant in the new movie? Oh, I know. Yeah. Let's just make him have portals.
Yeah, let's make him have, like, the metric worst part of the Marvel Universe. Let's do it. Fuck it.
Why does he have lightning powers now? I don't get it.
Look, fast, funny hedgehog like Chili Dog also... Ben's
I hadn't even considered the universe this thing to eat a chili dog. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this thing's gonna eat a fucking chili dog.
Yeah, that thing's gonna eat a chili.
I don't want to
see
like,
that. You know he's gonna swallow it like a fucking circus performer swallows that good dick. I don't know what that was, but I said what I said.
You know the circus performers that eat dick. You know them.
I'm into some very specific porn.
It's me. That wasn't a circus. I don't know where you've been going, but like that isn't a circus. Oh God. So that's the Sonic trailer. I know it's kind of off topic, but I feel like we did need to talk about it because it's somewhat tangentially related to what we do.
Yeah. Like there was Sonic in the last thing that y'all made, so it's relevant.
Yeah, it was made and it's a childhood ruin. But we could have made this. This sounds not more if I think about it. This sounds more like something we made.
Oh, it did. It does. Like when I saw it come out, I was 100% sure that they had just like listened to an episode because I feel like you being like, what if Sonic was just like a man in a weird blue fuzzy costume?
Suit. And what if Jim Carrey played Dr. Eggman and was sexy?
Jim Carrey?
Like that's like.
Oh my God.
Like, this sounds like the kind of thing we would do. So, there you go. You're welcome, Internet. We're not saying that we did make the Sonic movie happen. Also, Gangster's Paradise was in the trailer.
Right, Gangster's Paradise.
Which was a whole weird thing.
It was so good. It was the best thing they could have done. You're like, yeah, this fits. This jives with everything that I know about Sonic.
No, but here's the thing. Did you hear about the AMV that was made 12 years ago?
The what? The what?
Someone had made an AMV for Sonic X with Gangster's Paradise as the music 12 years before the trailer debuted. 12 years to the day, in fact, I'm pretty sure.
No.
I fucking find it. Hang on.
Oh, God. This is going to be one of those ones that, like, when I die, they're going to put it up on my, like, digital tombstone.
I'm pretty sure it's 12 years to the fucking day.
That's not okay.
No, it's not to the day, which is unfortunate. But it's a very, very old YouTube video because, of course, it is. It's in like 4.3 aspect ratio.
Like, do you think that they made the design the way, like, more human-y because they're like, right, people want to fuck Sonic anyway. Would they like to fuck him more if
he looks like people? No, but the thing is, now he looks like a child in a suit.
Well, yeah, yeah. But I mean, they did do it good. But like,
I like that. They tried to make a deliberately sexy Sonic and fucked up.
And, like, they just didn't realize that everyone wanted to fuck an actual hedgehog more than they wanted to fuck a person. Please.
I'm not going to watch the Sonic Gangster's Paradise AMV, but I think you should definitely watch it.
Okay.
At some point.
I'll let it lull me to sleep tonight.
It looks amazing. I can't wait. That said, Ismay, with all the shit about Sonic out of the way, should we do our nasty show now?
We should do that dirty, nasty thing.
If you don't know what we do here, by the way, we take the things you used to love from childhood and we pervert them in a grim ritual and then present their corpses for all the world to see. Much like what Paramount has done to my boy Sonic. Ismay, do you have any you want to do, or do you want me to serve you one from our list of suggestions from listeners and JediesParadise.com, a website?
I have a good number of them, so I can throw one out there.
Go for it.
Okay. One that I don't know if there's a lot to go on it, but okay. It was something that I remembered very viscerally the other day, and I wanted them with a passion that outweighed anything that I've ever done with my life.
Okay.
Because of my overwhelming depression. But
hell yeah.
It was, do you remember BN Biscuits?
I have no fucking idea what those are.
You have not lived. Fucking search them up. BN Biscuits. So BN, just the letter B and the letter N, and then Biscuits.
These fucking things. Yeah.
The little square biscuits that, like, on one side it was biscuit, on one side it was biscuit, and in the middle it was chocolate, and they had and happy little faces on them.
A little smile. My sister used to eat these a lot. We had the chocolate one because it was the better one.
Anyone that had the strawberry one, didn't love them.
Yeah, anyone who had a strawberry one, your parents didn't love you, and if you had the vanilla one, you're a cop. So I don't trust you.
Okay, look. I might be a cop. I quite like the vanilla one. Ismay, a cab, but like, oof.
Ismay's a cop. Pass it on.
Ismay, hot bastard man. But the vanilla ones were like a nice in between. Like, I would always have kind of both of them. I think that we always used to go through the chocolate ones more, but mom would like serve me like a mix of them. So I'd always go like chocolate to start, then vanilla, then chocolate to end, because it was a nice little like flavor saver in the middle. They were excellent.
Sorry, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for BN Biscuits. They did flavors
flavors?
Also, you know, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, custard, raspberry, apricot, and chocolate again.
And chocolate, wait, what do you mean chocolate again?
But there was a relaunch campaign for them in the UK.
Wait, what?
In 1999, this was years
ago. Oh, I thought they were back. Are they back?
They are sold again now.
Okay,
yes.
give them to me.
They're now called McVitie's BN, which they're exactly the same. But they use, the music they use is called Mana Mana.
BN, BN, do, 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 do.
No, it's BN, by a, BN. No, it's by an Italian composer.
No, it's fucking, it's Muppets.
It was used Mana on Mana the Muppets and Benny Hill Show.
I thought that it was from the Muppets.
No.
Are you sure?
It originally appeared in the Italian film Sweden, Heaven and Hell.
What?
It was a minor radio hit in the US and Britain, became better known internationally, produced by the Muppets on the Benny Hill Show.
Are you pissing with me? This is my life. See, like, that song has, like, so many different things for it, because, like, it was the Muppets, it was the BNBN adverts, and it was also the advert for Iron Brew over here in the Scotland.
Ah, see, we don't really advertise Iron Brew. Iron Brew to us is just like, what? You got some metal wet and then scraped it off and then put it in a drink.
Mm, yeah. It was very good.
Don't say that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Scottish guy at work that's always talking about how much he fucking loves Iron Brew. I'm like, you are a bastard.
No, right. You've had Iron Brew, yes?
Why would I drink that?
Look okay, because it's a great drink. It's very bad.
Look at it. It looks like disinfectant. I'm not gonna drink that.
It looks like one of those joke drinks that you used to get as a kid, you know, like the ones that were like, oh look, this is like toxic waste.
And it's very good.
And you must have it.
I was gonna say, you should probably explain Iron Brew because it's such a fucking secular concept to Scotland.
I mean, we can ruin Iron Brew. I'm okay. Like, look, I'm here as your Scottish contingent. I can ruin Iron Brew.
Should we do we'll do BN first, but I don't really know. Because the thing is, BN biscuits, we kind of did these with potato smiles, because BN biscuits are exactly the same thing, just potato.
They do have unless we put
potato in these. We do a potato flavored one.
Yeah, no, I'm happy leaving BNBN to the side. It's also not called BNBN. They're just BN biscuits, but
I don't care. They're called BNBN now.
BNBN. I'm happy to switch to Iron Brew and ruin my nation's pride.
I'm fine. Let's do that, because I don't know what Iron Brew is or what it tastes like. I just know it's very orange and very bad.
I don't know what it is. I do know what it tastes like, because I don't question the orange gunk that they put in my body.
Oh, it's Scotland's other national drink after whiskey, of course.
Okay, well, like, have they fucking considered both? Have they even considered both? Actually, I did drink that before. It was not as bad as one would expect.
Sorry, what? You drank a cocktail of Iron Brew and whiskey.
Okay, look, let's not throw around the word cocktail. Like,
I'm surprised your fucking spleen didn't turn into some bagpipes.
I mean, at this point, my liver is possibly as useful as a fucking goddamn set of bagpipes.
What does it? Okay,
I've ruined it.
Answer me the question. What the fuck does it taste like? Because according to Wikipedia, it tastes like sodium benzoate. So like,
I could not imagine what that means.
And sunset yellow FCF, which is a petroleum derived pH maximum absorption thing.
Okay, so imagine that. I'm trying to conjure up the words. Imagine that your tongue got shoved in just like some nice thing of like white sugar, not brown sugar, because brown sugar is like good and nice. If you just like put your tongue in a whole thing of white sugar and you're like, I'm gonna enjoy eating this, and as soon as you put it in your mouth, someone shoves a bunch of those like fizzy pop rocks as well in there,
but
and then you're like, this is vastly unpleasant. It tastes like that. Fizzy pop rocks is actually not super far from what it tastes like.
Except when people describe flavor, isn't it?
Yes.
They tend to sort of say it's sour or it's sweet or like this. It tastes like orange or banana.
I did say the sugar thing.
Or strawberry.
It tastes like sugar and pop rocks.
It tastes like sugar and pop rocks. That's not a flavor, Ismay. That's not a flavor profile.
Right. What's the flavor of sugar?
Sweet.
Sweet. Okay. What would your reaction have been? Right. Cast your mind back when you're like, what does it taste like? And if I just said sweet, you would have ripped me a new asshole. Because sweet is not a description. Well, I tried to paint you a word picture.
You painted me a very visceral word picture. This I'll give you. But like, it's not a flavor. It's like you described. It's either salty, sweet, sour, bitter, or spicy. These are the five flavors.
Very sweet. Like,
it's incredibly sweet. So it's also a bit spicy and a bit sour and a bit bitter.
None of those things. Always sweet. Never anything else.
But the sweet brings out the salt.
What salt do you think is in here? It's just
that. I'm literally looking at the fucking flavor star, and apparently sweet brings out salt flavor.
Well, in general, but like, there's no salt in it. Well, there might be salt in it, but like, you don't taste it.
There's probably salt in it.
Iron Brew tastes like iron fucking brew, and you have to drink a fucking Iron Brew to know what Iron Brew tastes like.
Okay, that's very incredibly
Scottish. I would like to, in the interest of ruining Iron Brew 32,
yes,
because they tried really, really hard with a product called Iron Brew 32, which was Iron Brew, but more caffeinated.
It's like like New Coke?
No, because New Coke was just like, oh, here's a new flavor. This was like Iron Brew, but if it was an energy drink.
Oh, I remember when they advertised this, actually.
Yeah, I'm putting the advertisement in the chat because it comes with a very, very good bird.
Yeah, the bird. I remember the bird.
That fucking just burst into... I'm just watching it now.
Here's the thing. We need to kind of do this soon because we've been going for half an hour and we haven't done it yet.
This is ruining it. Look, we ruined it with this big bird boy.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's a spooky bird boy. It's just like a big... it's a man in a big blue bird suit that bursts into your library.
Have you considered this is just the Kool-Aid man?
Yeah, he is the Kool-Aid man.
He's just the Kool-Aid man, but Big Bird's weird fucking Scottish cousin. The Kool-Aid bird.
Sexy cousin.
I said weird, you said sexy. I'm happy to just, like, literally put fucking copper in it, because it'll probably improve the taste somehow.
I think that you should serve it in, like, instead of a can, like, you always make sure that you have to serve it from a bird. Like, from, like, an actual living bird that does look like this bird, and you have to, like, suck it from its mouth. It's like a dead, rotting bird.
Okay, so I'm going to paint you a weird picture. You go to the shop, and you go to the supermarket with your mum, and you're there, and you're 7 years old, and you're holding her hand, and you're in the supermarket. And your mum gets a very large sort of, like, I'm not going to say as big as the bird in the commercial, but let's say, like, I don't know, a good...
like a parrot size?
A good parrot-sized bird, yeah.
Parrot-sized bird,
and it's
bright
blue, and it's got orange eyes, and it's fucking shaking and vibrating.
Yes,
mother, what is this?
Yes, yes.
And she says, it's the fuck... Can you do the Scottish mother, please? Because I don't want to disrespect...
my mom's American, so I don't...
Okay. She says, in a imagine I'm now doing a Scottish accent.
All right.
It's the Iron Brew Bird Child.
It's the Iron Brew Bird Child.
That'll do. Then she gets the bird, and she has to kill it in the shop, else it will fly off. She breaks its neck, takes it home, and then you milk the bird for Iron Brew.
Do I milk it, or do I suck its sweet nectar from gaping neck?
You can go straight to the source, or you can milk it. It's up to you. I mean, if you want to decant the Iron Brew first, or if you want to just go straight for it.
I feel like the bird is decanted. Like, I feel like it's decanted into the nasty bird.
Are we just pumping birds full of Iron Brew? Is that the point? Like,
yes.
So we take regular birds... and we just fill their veins with...
an important element that you keep missing... because you were talking about an alive bird. I really do want to harp on the fact that the best part of this is the rotting carcass that you get.
That's a fun little extra. You can eat that and it tastes like Iron Brew.
Yeah. I don't want freshly dead bird. It needs to have sat there for a couple of days.
The best thing, right? You buy it on the Monday. You drink all the Iron Brew out of it on the Friday. Then the Sunday, there's your roast. Your roast for Sunday.
Are you, like, an Iron Brew, like, glazed?
That sounds fucking... Right, the worst part is someone has just heard you say that and go, that sounds fucking incredible.
It's me! What are you talking about? That's for dinner tomorrow, Nate!
Tweet your Iron Brew glazed chickens to @TOTCcast and let us see your terrible creations. Warning, you will get blocked.
So. No, you won't get blocked if you send it to me. I'm a teacup gamer on Twitter. I won't block you. I will I will retweet every single thing you ever post from then on.
Oh, Christ. We'll do another one and then we'll go to ads. Do you want one or do you want to serve one to you?
Why don't you serve me up one?
I'll serve you one. Let's see what we got. This one comes to us from friend of the show and esteemed patron Sarah Mead, and thank you so much once again for your patronage and your continued stream of suggestions. We love you. And
love you,
she suggests and darling podcast mom. And she suggests skip it.
What the
Do you know what
bitch
a skip
is?
Is?
Skip it.
So a skip it, if I recall, is basically a hoop you put around your ankle and then you whip it and you try and go over it.
I nearly, like, fucked up my chin on one of these.
My sister had one for a very long time. She got quite good at it, and then she hit me in the foot with it.
My friend bit clean through their lower lip because of it.
Ooh, nah.
Because it just caught on their feet, and they went fucking flying forward, and it just went right through. It was very funny.
Imagine it's a hula hoop that you put on your foot, basically. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like if a hula hoop and a jump rope had weird sex.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, now that you say that, it does look like a sex toy that I don't know how to use it.
Does it go in the butt or does it go round the dick? I don't know. What?
Oh, the both of them.
There's an Amazon UK link to a Skip It Twister Rave edition. It's Skip It and Twister in one. I don't really know how you could combine these two things. And
here's
here we
the
are.
Thing. If we are going on that it is a weird sex toy, which I am, please do
I've
not.
I've decided this for
I've
you.
Decided. It feels like it would be if two subs got in a relationship and they're just like, they kind of wanted to like do like, you know when like you have the callers and leads and you lead uh-huh. your sub around the room.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like no, that, I don't because I haven't had sex for a very long time, but I'm sure you know what you're talking about.
But like, it's like that, but for two subs in a relationship, like one is getting led around by the dick and the other's getting led around by the ass. And that's fun. They're both taking each other on walkies. That's very good. It's very wholesome.
Doubles up as a double dog lead also, if you need that.
Please don't walk your dog with your sex toys.
Here's my one was what we do, we keep the sort of like hoop part of it, but instead we attach a cast iron chain. And then of on course. The other, and then at the end we attach a very heavy ball and a spot, and it's spiky and it's a flail. Mm. And it's on your foot. And the playground game you play with it is don't hit your friends and kill them.
Or do hit your friends and kill them.
If
they're
this,
like
well,
fucking
this...
Andrew, because Andrew's a cunt and I hate you and I've never forgiven you for the time you smashed me in the face with a bat, Andrew.
There's a story here.
Fuck off. Guys, smashed me in the okay. face with a bat. My teeth fell out.
Oh no.
Wasn't a great day.
I've got teeth stories. I chit one the other week. I'm loving life.
I thought you said you shit one, and I was like, shit that's it, yeah. even more of a story.
I chipped it, swallowed it, and then shit it out.
Shit it out. You know what? I swallowed several of my teeth.
I shitted my teeth.
I've definitely shat some teeth out.
I shitted and farted my teeth out.
I shitted and farted my teeth out. It's a good podcast.
It's a great podcast. There's something here for the Skip It, right? I like your sex toy idea, for sure.
And I like your murder toy idea.
So let's combine those two. And also... These are made by Tiger, so I'm thinking let's put like one of those fun Tiger Electronics Sonic the Hedgehog games in there. So like,
no,
while
we
you're...
can't Sonic more. We can't. Oh no, never mind. No, we need to get that SEO traffic. Never
yeah, we
mind.
Need to get
we
that,
can
that
Sonic.
Good SEO. Yes, we can. We can Sonic very much. So maybe like. Okay, so here's my idea.
Yes.
It's got three modes, right? It's got sex toy mode, which you can put up your partner's bum and then put around your penis and lead each other around the room because you're both too scared. You're both too scared to dom, right? Then there's.
Aww.
Oh, that's actually quite sweet. Then there's murder mode.
I love this relationship.
Then there's murder. Then there's like instant kill mode, which you can like turn on with a click of your heels, and then all of a sudden, shink, and then you can fucking murder. And then there's run
from.
Do
not do that while you're using
it. No, yeah. Be very careful not to change modes. And then there's a run from the hedgehog mode, which basically sends a signal back to the lab, and then that releases the Sonic. The Sonic will then chase you relentlessly until you do 500 skip hits. You have
so
to keep moving.
Sonic
if the Sonic catches
the...
you, you yeah. become the Sonic. No, it comes from our laboratory. So you've
oh,
got a little
wait,
bit
so
of
it
start.
Runs from... Oh, never mind. He very fast. He can get there.
He very
never
fast.
Forgot
he can
about
get there.
Very fast.
You've got until... If the Sonic touch you, you touch become him. You become the Sonic. But if you skip fast enough, he slows down. It's relative. If you stop, he's going to get faster.
See... Here's the problem. You've now just created a world in which anyone, for the low, low price of however much we sell this for, can become the sexiest being in the world.
You and I have very, very different interpretations as to what we find sexy is, mate. But okay. Because if you are even remotely sexually attracted to Sonic the Hedgehog, go to prison. Let's go to the ad break.
I'm not, but I'm like, I like to imagine a world in which I am. Like, it feels like... Does it not
you don't,
feel
yes,
on-brand for me?
You don't need to imagine this, mate. I can type in Sonic fanfiction, and we can go on a journey together real fast.
Oh, I've tried going on this journey. I wanted to know. I wanted to see if I could, like, regain...
Filters,
not regain. If I
rated
could, like...
M.
Capture
genre
that love.
Romance. Characters Sonic. There's characters on here I've never even seen before.
There's one that, Danny from the Game Grumps keeps reading on the show, and it's like 500 chapters long, and it's him porking everyone for the Mario universe, and that's good.
I've got Sonic's first ring.
Aww.
Come on, boy. I heard you like rings. Let me attach it and stop fidgeting.
Yeah, it's a cock ring, huh?
It was Sonic's first experience with a personal ring. Before this, he had only used them for support when he was tasting the juicy drips of Robotnik's sperm emissions.
Thank you for reading me a story, Daddy.
And there, there's the episode title, Robotnik's Sperm Emissions. I want you to imagine Jim Carrey in the movie Sonic as I continue to read this. His teeth! Fuck, no! It predicted it! Fuck! But Master, are you sure he won't give me blue balls?
Say what you want about Sonic fan fiction. They've got like some comedians in the making.
They have it on lock.
They know their audience. They know their particular brand. It's very good.
All right then, replied Robotnik, seemingly satisfied, flipping over Sonic with a swift turn of the hand. If you say you're ready, two gloved hands separated the blue fairy buttocks.
I don't like thinking about Sonic's ass.
Are you sure you don't want to fuck Sonic, Ismay?
Like, every time that you see Sonic, he's got like all of his like weird furry quills that run, and you don't see his like pert buttocks. I don't like thinking that he has like two round globular buttocks.
Well, to be fair, Sonic is also always naked, but we never see his dick. What's up with that?
Yeah, show us your dick, coward.
Sonic, you coward, show me your dick.
Show me your dick, coward.
Real quick, does Sonic the Hedgehog's Twitter might be up for this, right?
What?
Have you not seen the Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter? It's butt wild. They're like one of those weird Twitters, weird capitalist Twitters that's like...
Oh, no.
If I just quickly go over to Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm going to just tweet, show me Sonic's dick, you cowards.
Yeah.
This will probably get... If I don't get blocked because of this, I don't know what will
get
me blocked.
Yeah, I don't know. On the blockening, everyone's favorite.
Blockening part 9, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Woo! Oh, I'm so happy I get to be here for a blockening.
Show us
what
Sonic's
if I'm here
dick.
On the one where you actually get blocked? Wow.
You cowards. Show us Sonic's dick, you cowards, and send tweet.
So, thank you. I'll retweet it, don't worry.
Thank you. While we wait for a reply from Sonic's Twitter, let's go and do the ads, shall we, real fast?
Let's go. That's
Mario.
Franchise.
That's Mario.
Fuck!
Gotta go fast! Oh, Jesus.
Cowing around.
Hello, welcome to the ad zone. Welcome to the Sonic Appreciation Room, Ismay. As you can see, here is where we have all the Sonic posters and whatnot. Here are some with he butt.
Oh, I don't like the butt ones. I like the dick ones. It's very tasty. There's a lot of different like interpretations. That's
we have
fun.
There's some Renaissance style ones. There's like one very nice impressionist piece over here about Sonic fucking Shadow the Hedgehog in the mouth. So just there's a lot of that. We've got the Sonic Gangster's Paradise AMV playing on repeat 24/7, and the trailer on another screen playing on repeat 24 hours a day.
I mean, like muting it for the podcast because you know, like otherwise
of course,
copyright.
Yeah. This is also the employee break room. They are mandated by their contracts to take their breaks in here.
I was gonna say there's a lot of people in here, and they look very sad and angry. Do they look angry to you?
Yeah, they do look very angry. But then again, they work for us. Like we risk their lives on a daily basis.
I mean, you pay them like a good amount, right?
Like fine, good. We pay them in gold.
Let's dive into this. Is it gold like gold gold, or is it gold know. Like gold colored things?
If we have a dragon that does the finances, I don't. He does payroll. I don't worry about that. Shit.
I also like you guys moved in here after I was on the last time.
Yeah.
The first time I was on, you didn't even have these offices. We were just doing it in your fucking mom's basement.
We didn't have an office. We've expanded. It's a very grandiose office that seemingly changes depending on what we need at the time. It's great.
I mean, like, you know what? I'm all about it. I like the Sonic Fuck Room /Break Room.
Sonic Fuck Room. No, it's Break Room first. The Sonic Commemorative Break Room is the official name on the plaque. Okay. It was opened by Jim Carrey. In full Dr. Robotnik cosplay. Not cosplay, costume. That's not
costume.
It.
Yeah.
If you want to take a break, by the way, just unplug your headphones and never listen to us again. But also, go to Schlurp. Schlurp is a dessert store in Oswestry that sells good desserts and doesn't have pictures of Sonic on the walls, I hope.
Yet.
You can get all sorts of good stuff. They have a lot of fun, eco-friendly options. Because, like, we've only got, like, just over 10 years to fix global warming. And yeah. then we're fucked forever. So we're keep that die. In mind, friends, as you go
Sonic
forward.
Sonic can't survive in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. So
even Sonic can't go fast enough to escape global warming. go to Slurp and, you know, support local businesses and also love the environment. If you go there, by the way, and you mention our show, Think of the Children, or our other show, Not Saving the Realm, which we'll update at some point in the next 400 years, you'll get 10% nice. Off your order, which is nice.
Will it be before or after we're doomed to die in either frozen or boiling hellscape, or a combo of the both.
While we're in here, we're going to quickly just talk about my best friend for the week. As you know, you can go to twitter.com, which is now a garbage website because the design changed and I hate it. Go to twitter.com and give us a follow. It's at TOTCcast. And you might get named my best friend for the whole week. If you do that, by the way, it's just a good thing to do. You might not get a shout out, but if you do, that's great. You will eventually. We only have so many followers and we keep fucking losing them. It's fine. I'm not bitter about it.
Yeah, it's fine. Look. Twitter takes and takes and takes and takes some more.
My best friend this week is Z at Zebtopia, one of the hosts of the But Yeah podcast. He's very funny. He does good drawings. He likes tomatoes and criminals. So
I like tomatoes and criminals.
Yeah, throwing tomatoes at criminals. That's what he does.
That's fair too.
Which is fair. It's like throwing tomatoes at fascists or milkshakes on fascists. Like,
oh, wasn't that a good time?
That was good fucking praxis,
my dude.
That
was some good content. Sometimes the world is good.
Sometimes the world is good, but then I'm like, oh, wait, we live in an environment that allows fascists to flourish. I don't like it as much.
Well, but fair point, environment's going to die soon, so...
True. So make like Zeb and throw a tomato at the nearest fascist at the earliest available convenience. If this is being played back in a court of law as evidence, that was a joke. Need to make that very clear.
It was a funny
Minecraft, on Fortnite, not in real life.
Dab on those fascists.
Dab on them fascists. I want a t-shirt with, like, dab on the fascists in Comic Sans now. I'm going to make that.
Done! Put it on the TOTC fucking store.
Yeah, for
excellent.
Sure. Excellent. That's some good cheap merch we can do. Oh, God. Ismay, I'm going to invite you to come back with me now to the main portion of the episode so we can do the... We're running out of time real quick, so we need to fucking do some.
Can I take some of the Sonic art as commemoration?
I'd so rather you didn't.
Okay, I'm going to do it anyway.
A lot of it's from my personal collection.
Okay, I'm just going to cut the dick off this one and just take that, okay?
Yeah, you okay, touch cool. that dick and I will throw you out the
door. Oh,
so
sweet, it's in my pockets. Yay!
Fucking Whee! Jesus.
Dick pockets!
Dick pockets. You might say in a dick holster, like one of our sponsors, Ray's Old Fashioned Dick Holsters, once gave us. I forgot about that bit, huh? That was a goof we did for a while. Welcome back. We're going to do some more now. We're back from the cock, Sonic cock room, which wasn't what it was called, but it should be.
I do not have my pockets stuffed
with cock. Sonic cock. I need to ask why we talk about animal dicks so much on this show.
Okay. Look. Okay. It's fine. Because, as we all know, lions eat the dick first.
Oh, thank you. It's like he never left.
I forgot. I was going to mention it in the ad break, but I couldn't. I was too distracted by the Sonic dick to think about
lions. There was like,
listeners,
imagine for me, if you will, as much Sonic dick as you could possibly imagine. Oh, now double that. And that's about half of what we have in there.
Oh, my goodness.
We have like library, like bookshelves filled, like the libraries of Alexandria with Sonic fan fiction.
Can a lion eat the dick so fast that even Sonic can't get away from it?
Ooh, now this is the question. Now this is the real question. This is the real shit.
I don't know if it is.
Could a lion eat the dick so fast even Sonic can't outrun it? Don't Google the question. I mean... Probably
it
not, because
says...
like Sonic very fast. He faster than sound. So like the boy run. That boy do go. He go. You put batteries in that boy, he like energizer. He go.
Sorry, I've stopped listening to your thing because I'm on a YouTube video that's called Lion Kill, Suffocating and Eating Testicles and Penis Off!
They do enjoy
animals.
Could a hedgehog penis even... Like, Sonic doesn't have a dick in the official art, but like, could a hedgehog penis even satisfy a lion? It's very small.
I mean...
If a hedgehog had a dick in, as big as its strength relative to its size, would I want to die? Yes or no? Haha.
Ooh, I mean, constantly, yes. So, hell like, I don't yeah. know if that...
Should we do another one, then?
Yeah.
Have you got one, or do you want me to give you one?
Okay, I've got one that is based on my very specific childhood. So,
okay, let's hear it.
There were a bunch of games that I have gone back to now, trying to recapture the innocence of youth so that I can escape from my nightmare world in which I am in a panic attack 24/7. Mm-hmm. And it's working very well, actually. You know what? Fair. Say what you will. Working excellently.
Say what you like about escapism, but it do it.
Say what you like, but am I unable to breathe while I'm playing these games? Sometimes. But am I having a nice time while doing so? You bet your sweet patoot. There were a bunch of games that there were a whole series of them, and it was essentially around the idea that you owned a kind of. You were like an important figure in various lands. The two that I liked the most were called Emperor and Pharaoh. In these, you were either an emperor or a pharaoh, and you just had to like build people's houses, and you had to make lots of like nice wells and things. You had to keep them healthy, and eventually it got harder and harder. So you had to like make sure that everyone had enough jobs, but there weren't too many jobs, otherwise people get pissed and leave and rob all your shit.
That's weird. Oh god, I never ever hear, man. There's too many fucking jobs at the moment.
Right. Like, that's what my problem is currently while I'm replaying them. Like, the people are like, wow, there's so many jobs available.
Our society is too prosperous. Fuck.
Right. They started leaving because there were too many jobs. They're like, oh, there's too many unemployed people around. No, that was the opposite
Pharaoh.
Problem. That's the opposite
Pharaoh
of the problem.
One. I can't find Emperor. I can see Pharaoh. And
was it not
with
called
the
Emperor?
With the expansion. There was one called Emperor Rise of the Middle Kingdoms.
That's the one.
Okay, that is it. Yeah, I see the Pharaoh one. That's like, that has the DLC Cleopatra with it on Steam. So yeah.
I've not got that DLC, and I do want it very much now.
It's on Steam for the low price of £6.99. Or you can buy, or that's you can get it in the Activision bundle for only £737.26. But don't
Sorry.
Worry, it's 10% off currently.
So. Oh, then worth it. Let's go.
Get it while it's hot.
I don't need living in a place. Fuck that. Money, food.
So
who needs it?
From what I can see, they're city building games based on various historical periods. Is that would that be accurate?
It's kind of like SimCity if SimCity wasn't boring. I hate SimCity.
Right.
Okay. You like SimCity? Here's my problem with SimCity. I started playing it after I played these games, and okay, so I was like, okay, this is a less good version of these good games.
Are we talking SimCity 2000, or are we talking like what?
I'm talking
SimCity,
any SimCity, baby. I don't need that shit, baby.
Okay, because SimCity 2000. No, but no. Fuck you. SimCity 2000 is great. Eat my ass, first and foremost.
Like, it's not like a bad game, but imagine if it was if you had SimCity. But you could see the people there. It had like more, it was more stylized and cool than it, like, because I can walk outside and see the shit that I see in SimCity. I can't do that. Like with the Pharaoh and with Emperor, because you go outside, like all the things are so pretty and they're like olden timey and they're lovely.
I wouldn't say olden timey, I'd say sort of like, you know. Fucking prehistory, like ancient history days.
Olden timey.
I'd say olden timey is like the 1890s and shit. I wouldn't say like ancient Egypt would be ye old.
Olden
timey. Ah, you know,
it's
those
the oldest of timeys.
And you know the fucking. You know it. They get on the piano and they're just playing like the fun sort of like jazzy tunes like about the Pharaoh
time, yeah.
And about fucking Sobek and shit. I love it.
Yeah.
So how can we ruin these games then? Have you got an idea of how we could probably ruin these?
I mean, okay. So most of the problems that arise in the game are very like money based.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it would be a very good one to have like a nice like a capitalist regime.
Fall apart. I agree.
So, like, essentially, it would be kind of like SimCity, but I feel like I like one of my favorite things about these games is that they're kind of, yeah, they're from the olden timeies, the oldest of timeies. And they're really like cool, and you can see like the fun culture things, and it's really interesting. I think that I like that we keep that, so we keep like the cool historic niceness, but then we see how capitalism ruins them.
I agree with this. I like this idea a lot. So you're in sort of like ancient China, and it's like a weird Elseworld thing where like capitalism took root, and then they're doing it, but like eventually the game just gets harder and harder and harder until you eventually just have to accept socialism out of otherwise you just can't play the game anymore and you die because the peasants revolt and kill you.
Dream simulator.
For me anyway, I don't know about you.
Forever. Yes, more than anything.
I've been called a radical in the past, and that is not completely accurate.
Like, look. Yes, but...
I got called a filthy commie on Twitter once. I'm like, yeah, and?
That's so good. I'm like, okay, do you want some literature? Are you asking for things?
I was like, oh no, let me just go and finish reading this copy of the Communist Manifesto I have framed, and then we'll continue talking. So we'll teach the children about socialism and how it's great through video game, and how capitalism bad, and how under capitalism billions of people will die. And before you at me... Politics Twitter. Be warned, I have a healthy stock of references as to why you're wrong about Lenin killing all those people. Lenin way more than I should. I don't want to defend Lenin.
Oh no. Like, I'm very much like, so much of the prime communist forefathers were garbage stink boys, but like the ideas behind it were so good.
Don't you dare drag my boy Karl Marx's name through the mud like this.
Gonna drag some names through the mud. Wasn't Karl Marx just like a massive misogynist?
Hey, fuck you. He might have been. Don't ruin Karl Marx for me. Don't cancel Karl Marx, for fuck's sake.
Look. People can have good ideas and bad ideas. You just take the good ones. You're like, these ones are great. Fuck that shit. He can be a trash boy for those ones.
Let's end cancel culture, please. It's very
But I think some of these games, they've got like different modes. Like you've got like free play mode. You've got your like campaign mode and things. I think it'd be cool to have like two different modes in them. So one of them is. You building it up, building up the city as you do in the normal games.
And then the peasants revolt
and kill you. And the other is that you start with a society that's like really nice and functioning and
And you have to try and ruin it.
You ruin it with capitalism.
Ah, okay, I like this. So this is fun propaganda for the children.
I mean, is it propaganda if it's true?
It will be when I put the hammer and sickle all over the box art. That's for sure. That's very good. Let's make the Emperor video game communist propaganda for the children. Do you want to do one? I think we probably got time for one more, and then we'll call it, I think. Have you got one more?
I've got others, but I don't think that they're going to be super meaty, so...
We need one for the big finish, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to just say some names, if any of these jump out at you, go for it. Michael Ben Tynes Potty Time.
What the fuck did you just say?
I said it's Michael Bentine's Potty Time. It's a 1970s show. It's a strange program starring the eponymous Michael Bentine. And he was one of members of the Goons, which were a group of comedians. Kind of like the Pythons, but not as good. After this success, he tried his hand at a children's show called Potty Time. It was a show made up of very small people called potties. You never saw their feet because they were puppets. And most of the male potties had big bushy beards. In between the mayhem of the story being told was Michael, who would talk to the potties to find out more details of the story. Michael did all of the voices of the potties, and one of the most loved potties was the invisible potty. The only way to see this potty was to look at the floor and see his footprints on the ground. So, this could be very good.
Could it? Because I feel like it sounds like the worst thing.
Yeah, but that's in the context of this program, that's very good.
But, like, here's my thing. I don't know if we're ruining anyone's childhood with it, because I can't imagine anyone but maybe this man's own children watch this.
It did come out in the 70s.
Okay.
I just really like the idea of the invisible potty. Sue me.
Like, we can't just have like a show that's just nothing and just assuring people that there is something there.
Well, no, but that's kind of the beauty of it, I think, actually. Just like, hello, children. My name's Michael Bentine II. We get his son to do it. My name's Michael Bentine II. And today we're going to read a story about the Invisible Potty goes to the supermarket. And then he gestures to his left, and sat there is the Invisible Potty. He's actually there, kids, I promise you. It's not that we couldn't afford a puppet. He's actually there. We do this on like a shoestring budget.
Yeah. This is like the show equivalent of making children play the silent game.
Yeah. I like that. Mom, I want to do some stuff. Like, sit in front of the telly and watch this. And like, oh, okay, it's just old man reading a story.
Like, that's... Or like when it was in the good old days when you used to have like the static channels and your dad was just like, look at this fucking footage of a snowstorm. Have fun.
enjoy this, child.
I'm going to go away and bang this random woman I just met. Eh? My childhood wasn't great. I wish that wasn't a true story.
Okay, oh, that's a true story. I thought that was a goof. That
no!
Was...
Oh, half of my childhood was my dad secreting me away so that I wouldn't walk in on him banging random women.
Okay, let's ruin this. Let's ruin this very specific instance of Ismay's childhood. So maybe instead of banging the random women, he was upgrading them and turning them into robots.
That would have been so good.
He's turning them into robot prostitutes or something.
Ooh. Having a bunch of robot prostitutes in my life would have, like, vastly, like, given me... I don't know. I feel like it would have made me a lot less of a young misogynist.
Yeah,
right?
Actually, so they teach you to fight... They fight crime and also teach you to respect women.
Sorry. Is the end... Sorry. Can I just confirm that the end thing that we're doing for this podcast is ruining my specific childhood?
I'm ruining Ismay's dad fucking random women, Ismay. Christ. We've ruined our own podcast on this podcast before. Like, this is not... We play very Calvin Ball with the rules on this one, Chief. In, like, episodes 1 through 9, we had, like, a very strict rule set, and I'm like, ah, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah. So, our sex worker army, by my father.
Oh, no, it's a new Charlie's Angels reboot. So...
Ooh, yeah.
So...
That's very good, but like Charlie's, like I like to believe that all of the sex worker robots that my father created have gone just so wildly against all of his wishes, because I can't imagine that he is I'm a very like sex worker positive man.
He's a huge dick, but But like they go along with it to get robot superpowers, and then they punch him very hard in the dick with their rocket punch.
Very hard.
And then they go and fight crime, and they raise a child together.
Oh my goodness! I just have 5,000 robot sex worker moms.
A whole bunch of robot sex worker moms, and he keeps doing it, and keeps not getting it, and he keeps fucking it up, and making more robot sex worker moms. And like one of these days, something will happen. And then they raise a child together.
No, here's the problem. We've gone kind of back to Sonic. This is kind of a Dr. Robotnik.
That child's name was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh my god. I thought that, like, I wanted Sonic inside me this whole time, but Sonic was inside me this whole time.
Ah. Maybe the real Sonic was the friends we made along the way. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast this evening. It was called Think of the Children.
For your podcast where we make Ismay's childhood 500 times better.
Yeah, by giving her 5,000 robot lesbian prostitute moms.
They're lesbians too!
Well, I mean, I assume so. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's why they rocket punch your dad in the dick, because then they find out they can you know how like lesbians love swords?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're like,
I do have a sword.
Of course you do, because all lesbians have swords. Right? So... I'll give you swords for arms. And they're like, fuck yeah. And then he goes and upgrades them and gives them swords for arms, and they punch him in the dick with their rocket fist and then stab him with their sword arms.
This is a very good episode of Think of the Children.
This is the 19th time this has happened.
Why do I keep getting stabbed in the dick by sex robots?
Oh, that's a hell of a tombstone. Thank you for listening to our broadcast this evening. It's called Think of the Children. It's a bit of a longer one than we normally do, yeah. But we'll, you know, we'll go with it. Me and Ismay, whenever we tend to like talk, we kind of just ramble for a long time.
We don't have anything like good to say, but we say things.
No, but you know, sometimes it's funny on occasion.
We like it.
We like it. Yeah, it's good for us. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Speaking of which, give us some money. No, I'll do money after. A bit of housekeeping before we go then. But if you liked our show, you can support us in a number of ways. You can go over to swear.com, go to @TOTCcast, and follow us. Like my friend at Zebtopia, he's my best friend. And follow us, you'll learn about all sorts of stuff and find out when we do hashtag blockenings. And for an instance, when we tweet, hey, @SonicHedgehog, show us Sonic's dick, you cowards. They're not going to do it.
No.
But I'd like them to. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com, search TOTCcast, it'll get you there. You can also go on our Discord server, the link to which you can find on our website, totccast.com. You can find links to all our shows and all our Twitters and stuff on there. If you like our show, I don't know why the fuck you would, but if you do, you can go give us some money over on our Patreon account, patreon.com/totccast. For a very small monthly donation, you get access to all sorts of bonus content and stuff. Exclusive role on the Discord, therefore exclusive chill out tent up here as well, and a shout out on the show, much like our other patrons, Jelly and Sarah Meaden. Thank you both so much for your continued support. I've got the notification from you there, Ismay. Thank you.
I retweeted.
God bless you. Yeah, it's been a year for sure. I actually got the email from Patreon saying, "Hey, you've been on Patreon a year today, as of the date we record this, the 3rd of May."
I also had that. Was it true that? Wait, I don't think that we started our Patreons on the same day.
Unless we did, which is weird.
Simpatico.
Oh, we're more in sync than you think. Because when did I do my first episode of Crit Chat? It was before that, right? After that, even.
I have no earthly idea. I don't remember when we started asking people to give us money. I was just like, "Hey, do you want to do this?" And like three people were like, "Yes." And I was like, "I don't think you should."
I disagree. I despite my best efforts, some of you continue to give us money. But we do really appreciate that. If you want to get something more tangible for your money, you can go over to bit.ly/totcshop. And get some stuff if you want it. I've made a sale, apparently.
Ooh.
It was last month, never mind. Ooh. I don't check my emails very often. It was the phone case I bought.
I made it.
It's my own sale. Fuck.
Well.
Yeah, you go with it. There's a phone case, there's a mug, Ismay. Someone's bought like a studio pouch. So there's some stuff. There's gonna be some new merch on there. I forget what the exact quote was. Dab on the fascists, I think it was.
Dab on the fascists. In Comic
that
Sans.
Was it. So that's gonna be up there by the end of the day, hopefully, before this podcast even goes out, which will be weird. But
get ready to make millions on this.
To be fair, I reckon people might actually buy that even if they've never heard of the show before.
Yeah.
So yeah, go buy your Dab on the Fascist t-shirts today at bit.ly/totcshop. Ismay, have you got anything
Hello.
You want to plug real fast?
Okay.
I do a bunch of things. If you want just me doing me things, you can see me playing games on twitch.tv/ateacupgamer. But I also do podcasts. Met Owen on my dumb idiot podcast called Crit Chat. It's a you hear these at the end bumper anyway, but fuck it, I'm gonna
it will be the end bumper for this episode. So like you get two Crit Chat ads.
You get
week.
Two Crit Chat ads, so it's fine. Crit Chat is where a bunch of DMs get together and talk about D&D advice. I also now say it's a D&D/comedy advice podcast because then no one can fucking get on my taint when we don't actually give any advice. I also have Half Damage, which is a podcast that Owen doesn't listen to.
I forget things and I'm very busy much of the time. Leave me the fuck alone, Ismay Hutton.
Well, even though Owen Piper doesn't know it, it's a very good podcast. It's one of the most fun things that I have the pleasure of doing with a bunch of amazing people. It's an actual play D&D podcast. It is very funny. It is very dramatic. It is fully voice acted. It's fully musicked. And sometimes I have the ability to make people cry from it, which I found out today. So I'm very happy about that and pleased with my emotional manipulation skills. So that's Half Damage and Crit Chat, wherever podcasts are found.
If you want to listen to a bad D&D podcast, you can go over and listen to Not Saving the Realm, a D&D podcast that I produce on occasion, which can also be found wherever good podcasts are.
I mean, I like it.
Thank you. You're on
but
it.
But I'm so... in it as well, yeah. And I just like anything I do.
Yeah, I like hearing the sound of my own voice because I am a narcissist. If you want to find out what I'm doing, by the way, you can go over and follow me on Twitter at TheOwenPiper. That's probably the best place to follow me because, as I've said a number of times, I am a creature of whimsy that just does things whenever the fuck I feel like it. Speaking of which, Miss Hutton, we need to do a stream of JJ the Jet play JJ Gets His Wings at some point.
We do. I'm terrified.
I'm holding the CD case in my hand now.
Kiss it. Give it a sweet little kiss for me. Thank you.
I'll get closer to the mic. Hang on. Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah. I'm ripping my whole setup apart to do this.
Aww. Now tuck it to bed and call it your sweet, sexy baby.
I'm not calling this. If you could see the face of this thing, you would not be calling it any of those things. Fucking Jesus. So yeah, hopefully we'll be doing that relatively soon. We need to work out a date for it. But when we do, well, I'll tell you about it on my Twitter, at the Owen Piper. I'm also going to be streaming, hopefully, a little bit more regularly now. And as I say, episode 50 of Think of the Children will be a live show, streamed exclusively on Twitch and then uploaded to the feed later on. But it won't be the same if you aren't there live. I'm trying to capitalize on FOMO here. So be there or be square, you fucking nerds.
Someone's going to get his dick out. It's going to be great.
I'm not going to get my dick out.
I'm going to get his dick out.
Yeah, sorry. Did I say Twitch? I mean, it'll be streamed exclusively on Chatterbait. Oh no, but do I stream it on Chatterbait also?
Maybe you do.
Do I do a what cross if? Stream? That could pull in some view. I might do that.
Do that! That'd be so funny!
Yeah, we'll do that as well. Fuck it. It's not exclusive to Twitch, it's also on Chatterbait. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Fuck.
That said then, Ismay. Since you're doing Jay's finance thing, so the gold tit money daddy, or what the fuck we call you.
Yeah, gold titted money, sexy gold tit money daddy.
Sexy gold tit money daddy. I assumed you arranged a sponsor for the end of the episode.
This week our sponsor is Granny's Old Fashioned Muff Buster.
Has this ever happened to you?
Hey, Owen Piper.
Here's my home.
You know when your muff get too much?
I do. Sometimes my muff is just, sometimes he just get too big.
It just take over house and you cannot walk for muff.
Muff take over house and I can't move house. I can't move in house for muff. They're muff
house
everywhere.
House no goo? It's in house my ba?
It's in my cereal, it's in my bed, it's in my guitar. It's everywhere. Can't move for muff. There's so much goddamn muff in this house.
Can I interest you in Granny's Old Fashioned Muff Buster?
Oh, what the fuck is this product?
Well, you see, you know how when you're trying to get the muff out of your carpets and the fuck it, and your Hoover just won't fucking do it.
Sometimes Hoover just can't. It just can't get there. It can't get the muff out the carpet.
Granny's Old Fashioned Muff Buster knows what you need, knows how you like it, gets all up in there, keeps all the other dirt out, doesn't want all that nasty.
He's made real fast. Is this a sex toy? Just real quick. Just
hey, don't question Granny's Old Fashioned Muff Buster. What? It's like when you get those Granny's Old Fashioned Muff Buster is like when you get those personal massagers that they're like, oh, it's good for back
pain. It's a massager. Sure. It's definitely
sure,
a massager.
Jan.
Sure thing, Janet.
But Granny gives it to you, so it's got a nice old lady's face on it. You can tell by Granny's smiling face that this is, in fact, Granny's Old Fashioned Muff Buster.
Granny's Old Fashioned Muff Buster, she's there. She smiles up at you as you bust up in your muff. Wait, no, bust the muff.
As you bust up in your muff. Busting your muff with Granny's Old Fashioned Muff Buster.
Go to bit.ly/muffbustinggrannies for 20% off your first Granny's Old Fashioned Muff Buster and start busting your muff. Start busting your muff today. Or just buy a fucking dildo off Amazon. It does the same work. My name has been Owen Piper.
My name is Ismay Hutton.
You've been listening to Think of the Children and we got it in one. Thank you so much for listening.
Later.
Later, nerds. Get fucked.
Aw, that was my thing.
Oh, shit, it is, isn't it?
See you later, nerds!
I stole your outro. It's IP theft. Oh, no. Drink the wine. That's fine.
Well, hey there, nerd. Do you run games of Dungeons & Dragons, play the Good Sweet game, or want to but have no idea where to start? Well, come on over and listen to Crit Chat, a D&D advice podcast with a rotating cast of experienced DMs just waiting to give you all the best tips and tricks to make your games of Dungeons & Dragons the very best they can be. From how to run a campaign for first-time players to which monster in the manual is the most dateable, we've got it all. Find us by searching Crit Chat on your favorite podcast app or under podcasts on iTunes. Warning, Crit Chat is obligated to talk about goblins at least once per episode. Anyone listening to this podcast may experience feelings of desire towards them and many other fantasy creatures, including but not limited to centaurs, satyrs, the inevitable, flumps, various golems, thrycreen, animated armor, shield guardians, cadaver collectors, any and all demons, and, if you're kinky, the rug of smothering.